Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
Well, lemmings and sheep, they're kind of similar. But let's consider them in terms of the role of boundaries and rules. You know, we follow. That's what we seem to do most of, follow. Whether that's following other people, following organizations, following a set of rules, following a collection of standards, following some belief system, following the bylaws, following the speed limit, following a schedule, following some game plan of some sort, or following some set of ideas that we've laid out in our heads. We follow our gut, we follow a map, and we follow a recipe. We follow at a distance, and we follow right behind whatever we're following. We follow boldly, and sometimes we follow tentatively and with varying degrees of fear. Even at times when we think we're leading, we're often following because we're really doing nothing more than leading others in the larger procession of following something or someone else. Certainly there are times, and there are numerous situations in life when following is completely appropriate and even necessary. Sometimes when we choose to follow, we're actually leading because the choice to follow is freely made in order to serve a larger purpose than ourselves. Often following in a given situation is the best path to success or even the path to eventual leadership. But those times aside, we're prone to be those who fall in line somewhere and follow. We tend to be seekers of lines that we can fall into and follow. We're going through life trying to figure out where everybody else is going so that we can get in the same pathetic line that they're all in. In fact, we tend to gravitate toward that because the only thinking that we need to do when we're following is how we maintain our place in line and not step on the heels of the guy in front of us. The fact of the matter is that it's pretty simple and not very demanding at all. We have a natural tendency to follow because following tends to be the proverbial path of least resistance. In essence, we become lemmings and sheep. And over time, the whole following thing devolves into a lifestyle that's lifeless. Well, what does following do to our thinking? In the whole process of following, what dictates where we go is the fact that everyone is going there too, wherever there is. Something like the herd mentality that because everybody's going somewhere in some seemingly united fashion, that somewhere must have been thought through enough to be deemed worthy of everyone going there. We think that following was a well-thought-out decision that had some sort of methodical cognitive processing behind it that was intellectually convincing enough to compel everyone to head out in whatever direction everyone was heading out. In reality, it's often a thinly transparent assumption that leads us to believe that the rightness of something is illustrated by how many people are doing it. And that assumption is terribly dangerous, and it propagates lemmings and sheep. In time, we lose the idea of critical thinking or the process of analysis where we consider why we're in whatever line we're in and if where it's going is really where we want to go. Dante Alighieri wrote, "Consider your origins. You were not made to live as brutes, but to follow virtue and knowledge." We don't live on instinct as brutes, responding to some primordial sense that drives what we do. Our lives aren't driven solely by a primitive fight for survival that results in primitive actions. No, we're blessed with uncanny foresight and intelligence to be proactive, so we don't always have to be slaves to the often mindless and blithering knee-jerk responses of being reactive. We've been granted the ability to access the resource of intellect, knowledge, wisdom, expertise, and discernment. We possess a vast bank of knowledge and life experience that is constantly receiving rich deposits as we move on in our lives. We're able to amass massive amounts of information drawn from our own lives and to radically complement that information by learning from both the successes and failures of those who have walked alongside us and before us. We can think. Thinking implies reasoning. It means that we go far beyond simply just accepting something because everyone else seems to be doing it. We have the ability to ask why everyone else is doing it and if it has any real value. Reasoning means that we can adequately probe a situation and deftly tease out its innermost parts so that we can cleanly say yes to situations, other times say no, and yet other times we perform a modification of sorts and come up with something that represents neither alternative but a blended combination of both. We're not sheep, and we're not lemmings. We're not part of the blind and entirely permissive herd that plods along because everyone else is plodding along. No, we are much more. Well, it seems that sometimes the whole falling in line phenomena is less about our ability to analyze our choices and more about the fear of making choices. Sometimes going against the grain elicits the consternation and piercing stares of others. Often people don't want to have their feathers ruffled, and we do that by stepping out. In stepping out, we're pointing out that being a lemming or a sheep might not be being the best thing. Quite often, the interactions of others are exposed through our actions. If the herd is its own point of comparison, then it's going to look comparatively good because the herd is held to its own standard because there is no other standard. That can make the pathetic look downright acceptable and even rather stellar. Yet when that one single irritating person steps out of line and questions both the line and where it's going, the complacency of everyone else is illuminated in the light of that action. The reality that we're being complicit in some sort of group conspiracy is all but sealed. People who refuse to be lemmings and sheep suddenly throw out the alternative perspective that stands in stark contrast to what everyone else is doing. And that contrast can be so revealing that it creates shame in the rest of the meandering lemmings and wandering sheep. That shame rarely causes those in the group to step back and ask what in the world they're doing and why they're doing it. Rather, it prompts a reaction to get the meticulously independent person back in line so that the herd can once again rest in being nothing but the herd. And so, which will you be? Will you be a lemming or a sheep? Will you follow the herd? Or will you start thinking for yourself and live a broader life? That is a question worth pondering every day.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.